From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with PJ O'Rourke, Kerry O'Connor, and Bobcat Goldthwait. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ann Morse from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, one of my favorite cities. What do you do there?
I am a grants manager for a nonprofit.
Oh, of course you are. It's yeah. Portland.
Can you see?
Well, it's called Adelante Mujeres.
That means let's go, ladies.
Yeah, move forward, women.
Yeah, move. Right.
And is that, and what is that organization? It's not just about people who are annoyed in line.
No.
Come on, move forward, ladies.
Well, Ann, it is very nice to have you with us. You are going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Ann's topic?
Back off, Miss Manners.
It's hard to remember what fork to use for your salad and whether you're supposed to bow or curtsy or simply kneel when greeting Carl Castle. But this week, we read about people going to some extreme lengths to be polite. Guess the real story of manners gone a little too far, and you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail. You ready to play?
Yep.
All right, first up, let's hear from Bobcat Goldthwait.
Makers of Positive Vibes, an app that filters out all e-negative comments for its users, has run into marketing catch-22. Positive Vibes' goal is to keep modern man and woman looking on the sunny side of life in this overly negative world by removing unpleasant words and content from emails, social media, and news sources. This way, the user is only given positive and non-disturbing and non-offensive news. The app filters out a predetermined list of offensive words regarding bodily functions, sex, blue humor, anti-church, anti-American, and sick or injured animals. Things were looking rosy for the young startup company until its own billing emails to its customers were being deleted from their subscribers' accounts. Jerry Bishop, former hippie and CEO of Positive Vibes, was quoted, "It's a sad day on the internet when making a living is subject to censorship."
An app which saves you from bad news, also saves the user from the billing notice from the people who sold them the app. Your next story of someone minding their manners comes from Kerry O'Connor.
We all know the feeling of trying to cantilever an immense hamburger into our mouths and feeling the pang of regret that our jaws aren't hinged like a python's. But imagine you're a Japanese woman and you have to choose between your culturally instilled need to present an ochobo, small and modest, mouth, and your lust for a giant honking burger. Enter Freshness Burger, a Japanese chain oddly named like a feminine hygiene product. They have developed something called the Liberation Wrapper. It's a burger wrapper printed with the photographic image of a delicate, smiling, closed mouth. Not creepy at all. Tilt it up and voila, you can chomp away behind your disguise. As for the slurry of pickle and ketchup plopping into your lap, you're on your own.
The Liberation Wrapper from Freshness Burger in Japan, providing you a little mask of a smiling, clean face behind which you can chomp your burger. And your last story of excellent manners, maybe too excellent, comes from P.J. O'Rourke.
Well, there is an item in the diaries of Alice Roosevelt Longworth. Alice Roosevelt Longworth was the mischievous youngest daughter of President Teddy Roosevelt. Her diaries have just been published by the Princeton University Press. And when you read them, you can see why the Roosevelt family spent decades and decades trying to keep them from being published. And Alice tells a story about her dad trying too hard to be polite. It seems that after Teddy Roosevelt lost the 1912 presidential election, the Roosevelts were in England, and they were dining at a stately home in England with a lot of stately people, and Teddy Roosevelt was seated to the right of a very grand old duchess, and an English gentleman was seated on her left. And early on in the meal, the elderly duchess had an intestinal event, high decibel. And the gentleman on her left quickly and gallantly says, "Oh, I apologize for having done that." And later in the meal, it happens again. The Duchess has another intestinal event. And again, the gentleman on her left takes the blame and apologizes. And right at the end of the meal, there is the loudest of all the intestinal events. And the gentleman on the Duchess's left is just about to speak when Teddy Roosevelt jumps in and loudly says, "No, no, this one's on me." According to his daughter.
I understand. All right, then. Here are your choices. From Bobcat Goldthwait, the story of an app that is so good at eliminating bad news from your phone that they can't bill for it. From Kiri O'Connor, a hamburger wrapper in Japan that modestly disguises your slavering mouth with a prim, clean one. Or from P.J. O'Rourke, a story about how Teddy Roosevelt himself tried to do the right thing at dinner in a stately home in England. Which of these is the real story we found in this week's news?
I'm going to have to go with the hamburger wrapper.
The hamburger wrapper. That would be Kiri's story with a hamburger wrapper. All right, well, to bring you the truth, we spoke to someone familiar with this story.
The mask looks like a piece of paper with half of a woman's face on it, and then hidden behind that are these women just chowing down on burgers.
That was Time Magazine contributor Melissa Locker talking about the hamburger mask at Freshness Burger in Japan. Congratulations. You got it right. Well done for you. You have earned a point for Kiri O'Connor, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Okay. Well, thank you so much for playing, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.